Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Thursday, February 20th, and I'm Charles Pelkey with these news stories from around the state. Lander Mayor Monty Richardson unexpectedly died last week. The Lander City Council appointed current council president Julia Stubel to temporarily fill his position on Tuesday night. At the start of that meeting, Stubel said the community is mourning Monty's passing.
He was a humble man and an unassuming leader, so he wouldn't want me to say this. But we're going to feel his absence tonight and in 1,000 other meetings in 1,000 other rooms for days and weeks to come.
She will serve as temporary mayor until the council reconvenes next Tuesday. They will then vote for one of the current council members to become permanent mayor to serve through the 2026 election. There will be a memorial service for Mayor Monty Richardson at the Lander Community and Convention Center on Friday morning. Hundreds of people who work for the National Park Service will lose their jobs amid budget slashing by the Trump administration. In Estes Park, Colorado, a gateway to Rocky Mountain National Park, resident Kirby Nelson Hazelton voiced concern.
To see those resources be impacted, I think people begin to feel fear and nervousness about that.
At Yellowstone National Park, at least 7 employees have been laid off. Michelle Ubaraga is with the National Parks Conservation Association.
We're going to see potentially shorter visitor center hours, delayed openings, closed campgrounds, maintenance needs will grow, trash will pile up, restrooms will go unclean, and worst case, public safety could be at risk.
She fears dozens more terminations will come in the days ahead. The firing of federal government employees is being felt by many in Wyoming. Sophia Dresden-Nagy had plans to return to her Bridger-Teton Forest Service housing in May to continue building trails. She says she was fired, along with several co-workers. If her job of maintaining trails, like clearing fallen trees, is not done, she says trail access could change this summer.
I'm just really thinking about what's next for our public lands and what is next for access to those public lands.
In an email to Jackson Hole Community Radio, the U.S. Department of Agriculture did not clarify how many cuts could be expected for the Bridger-Teton National Forest. Teton County commissioners voted on Tuesday to send a letter asking Wyoming's congressional delegation to work with the Trump administration to preserve the, quote, public safety and economic prosperity of the region. The Wyoming legislature dropped all but one affordable housing measure this session. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor reports there was a grueling fight over the purpose and scope of the last bill as it advanced through the House.
Senate File 40 makes it harder for neighbors to stop a development on the land next to their property. But a late-stage amendment added another provision, making it illegal for cities or towns to impose development fees that support affordable housing. This is something Teton County already does, and Democratic Representative Mike Yin of Jackson tried to stop that amendment from going through.
I want to pass the bill. I don't want to muddy it. This would muddy it a lot. We could help housing with this bill, but this amendment actually hurts developers and hurts housing.
After an hour of debate, the amendment passed. On second reading, Yin tried to add language from another pro-housing bill that died earlier this session, but his attempt failed. The House and Senate will now have to hammer out the differences between their two versions of the bill. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jeff Victor.
Teton County Search and Rescue responded to 3 calls for help in a 24-hour period, all during the night on Monday. The first came at 1:30 a.m. from 2 snowmobilers who got stuck and then tried to walk out on a Forest Service road near Moose. The next 2 calls arrived back-to-back near 5 p.m. One was from a skier caught and injured in an avalanche outside of the boundaries of Jackson Hole Mountain Resort. And just minutes later, another pair of snowmobilers called after getting stuck in the west side of the Tetons. Teton County Search and Rescue successfully aided all 3 parties. The organization is encouraging recreating during the day as night carries very small margins for error. This winter season, one backcountry skier died in an avalanche in Wyoming. Nationally, there have been 11 avalanche fatalities. And now let's hear from Ivy Engel with some lighter stories from around Wyoming.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A middle school robotics team will head to an international competition this summer. The Powell Tribune reports the Powell Paradoxes will compete against 96 other teams in the Florida Sunshine Invitational in June. It will be the Paradoxes' first time challenging a team from outside of Wyoming. The University of Wyoming track and field program recently broke a couple of records. Senior thrower Daniel Reynolds broke his own school and Mountain West record set earlier in the season. His 77-foot, 8¾-inch throw also hit the number 5 mark in the nation. Jacob White took first in the 3,000-meter run with a personal best and school record time of 7 minutes, 58.23 seconds. Former University of Wyoming quarterback Josh Allen was recently voted NFL MVP, and he got a special celebratory message from some of his biggest fans. County 10 reports the Buffalo Bills quarterback has volunteered with the local children's hospital since he went pro. After accepting the award, he was surprised with a video from the hospital's patients, thanking and congratulating him and telling him they knew he had earned it. Allen sent them a video message back, reminding the kids that he looks up to them, too. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And now for today's trivia question, who was Jim Beckwith, and when did he arrive in Wyoming? Send us your answers for all five of this week's trivia questions to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com by Sunday at noon, and we'll crown three winners on Monday. That's it for today. Thanks for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Join me again tomorrow. And remember to subscribe to get Wyoming Debrief automatically downloaded to your phone and start your day on an informed foot. While you're there, please consider leaving us a review so that other people can find us.